We're back here on Giants.com. He's Lance Meadow. I'm John Schmelk with your two-minute drill. Lance, today the Giants released, and I stress this, their unofficial depth chart, but some interesting things we can discuss. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball, and the offensive line was a bit of a question. Where would everybody land at the end of the preseason? Well, now we know. Marshall Newhouse is your starting right tackle. Jeff Schwartz, your starting right guard.
And Newhouse has seen plenty of action at right tackle throughout the course of the offseason as well as the preseason. No surprise there. Jeff Schwartz has been rotating with John Jerry during the course of the preseason, John, but Schwartz was brought in via free agency last season. He dealt with some injuries last year. Now he's fully healthy, and he's ready to secure that starting job.
And Bobby Hart, your backup tackle, and Jeff Schwartz can always bounce out the right tackle, too, if the situation presents itself. Defensively, starting safeties. Another question throughout the preseason. Well, at least on this depth chart, it's Cooper Taylor or Landon Collins, but Coach Coughlin seemed to indicate on Monday this is still a little TBD here. They're not quite sure how it's going to shake out on Sunday night.
They'll likely mix and match depending on the personnel that the Cowboys have to offer. But Landon Collins and Cooper Taylor, John, let's not forget, are coming off a great performance in the preseason finale. They were both very active all over the field. Landon Collins got some key reps. He deflected footballs. He nearly had an interception in the end zone. And Cooper Taylor also had a sack in the preseason. So you see these two gelling, and I think they want to build upon that come the regular season.
And finally, on the defensive line, with some injury concerns there, Robert Ayers looks like he's going to play. He's listed as one of the starting defensive ends, Colin Jenkins on the other end, and then Hankins and Kuhn inside at tackle.
Well, when you look at Colin Jenkins, he has a great deal of versatility, and we know based on Steve Spagnuolo's track record, he's probably going to mix and match personnel, John. We may even see the NASCAR package for defensive ends out there. Robert Ayers had a knack for getting to the quarterback last season. Let's not forget about that before he suffered a season-ending injury. So he's going to look to fill where JPP was penciled in to initially start this season.
And remember, you got guys like Demontre Moore, guys like Kerry Wynn, guys like Jay Bromley. They'll all get significant snaps in that defensive line rotation that Lance was talking about. That's your two-minute drill. He's Lance Benoit. I'm John Schmelk. Have a great night, everybody.